Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. It's a blessing to be in God's kingdom, and I thank God that we are in His kingdom. I thank God for all the blessings and benefits that He's given mankind. It is a blessing. Everything that God has done for us is a blessing. He knows that we're in this warfare. He knows that it's hard sometimes. He knows your pains. He knows your suffering. Remember, God became a man just like you, but without sin. He was a 100% a living, breathing man, and He knows what it's like to be one of us. He became one of us for the sole purpose to redeem us back to Him. And with that, He showed us how to live. Dying for us is not the only thing that Jesus did. He showed us how to live, how to go about in our everyday routine. And because He went about His everyday routine doing good. And that should be our pattern. There are things that we can learn about God if we obey Him. Some things we just can't learn about the Lord unless we take Him at His word, take His word serious. As we go about conducting ourselves just like Jesus did, go about doing good, loving our brother, serving mankind. When you go about serving mankind, when that becomes your mission, there are things about God you will learn that you can't learn any other way. We remember, the just shall live by his faith. When we live by our faith, when we take God at His word, we choose His word, and we do as we take on His word, and we do that's our choice. We do it because we love God. We do it because we want to. You're in a position to learn things you can learn no other way. Sometimes I want to see what would happen if I did things the way that God said do it. And it's better. And the wisdom, I started realizing that the things that I learned as I was in faith doing what God said do, I said I could not have learned this any other way. Because before I had done it God's way, I didn't learn these things. And there are all kind of things you'll learn as you live in obedience to God. Remember, always make your choices biblical. When you have to make a hard choice, you don't have to rush and make a choice. Search the Word of God. Read the chapters, not just scriptures. See, when you read chapters of God's Word, you get a more full understanding of what God is saying. And as you act on it, when you make choices by the Word of God, that's when you're going to learn the things the old preacher's telling you. You're going to learn things that I can't teach you. You're going to learn things that others can't teach you. And it's going to make sense. And I'm telling you from experience, it's good. God thought of everything. He knew that we would need healing in this warfare world. He didn't just leave us down here without redemption. And healing is in redemption. Now, in this broadcast, what I've done, I did two broadcasts with my pastor, and we recorded more than we used. And I'm going to share with you some of the nuggets that he said. God gives us wisdom through people, and we're introduced to God through people. The revelation comes to men of God, and then when they speak it, we learn from it. And I said, before I erased those files, I said, this is too good to erase. We're going to make a broadcast with this. So there are things that we as ministers learn sometimes the hard way. And along the way of our lives, we want to share that. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Jim McCann of Victory Christian Fellowship. The address there is 2440 Minor Parkway in Adamsville. I think the zip code is 35205. But the phone number is 205-791-WORD, 205-791-WORD. And it's a wonderful church if you don't have a church home. I thank God for good, that's a blessing to be there. I've seen many people get healed. And when he's talking about healing, he's talking from experience. I've seen people get healed there. He laid hands on people. People got healed. Every Sunday people get healed. I thank God for it. And a lot of people don't know that their healing is in redemption. So the next voice you hear is that of Pastor Jim McCann, and he's teaching about how healing is in redemption. And I thank God for it.
You understand? But God's will was for Adam to be without sickness, without disease, without poverty. Now let me pull some things together here. All right. Another reason we are sure it is God's will to heal all today is because of God's will revealed in heaven.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any sickness in heaven?
No.
Is there any disease in heaven?
No.
Is there any poverty in heaven?
No.
Absolutely not. Okay. We have prayed a prayer all of our life. I was taught it one of the first prayers I was ever taught. You know, even on the football field, we'd pray it. You know, was the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." Notice, "Thy will be done on earth just like it is in heaven."
Amen.
Well, you know, we're to pray God. Well, is there any sickness in heaven?
No.
Absolutely not. Now, notice now. Remember what I just told you. I said it was God's will for in the beginning, Genesis, for no sickness, no disease. All right. He said, over in heaven, there's no sickness, no disease in heaven. All right? The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
It says that Malachi 3:6, "I am the Lord, I change not." Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? It says, "I am the Lord,
right.
I change not." Okay, since God never changes,
he never does,
and he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
That's right.
Okay, does God have one will for heaven and one will for earth?
Nope.
Absolutely not. His will never changes. And if he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever, then his will would be just like it was in the beginning,
just like
it was in heaven. He's the same yesterday and today and in heaven forever. His will never changes. Was it God's will for sickness and disease and poverty to be there? Absolutely not.
Nope.
Therefore, I am sure, positively sure, from the Word of God, that it is God's will for me to be well today because of Genesis. You know, where it says that the way he created, you know, in the beginning, because of the original creation, and also because of God's will revealed in heaven. Plus, we've already talked about, you know, we're sure it's God's will to heal all today because sicknesses of the devil.
Yeah.
Acts 10:38, you know, so how could it be God's will? You know, God put this on me to teach me a lesson.
And they never learned a lesson.
Okay, if God, you know, again, here we go again. You know, for something to be scriptural, there has to be scripture. Where does it say in the Bible that sickness is a school book?
It is not.
It's not. The Bible tells us, here's how we learn. We learn by the fivefold ministry.
Yep.
You know, for the perfecting of the saints, Ephesians, I believe it is chapter 3. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Right.
We're taught by the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us into all truth.
Yeah.
Never, ever, not one time in the scriptures does it ever say that sickness is to teach you. And it's nowhere in the scriptures. That came from religious teachings.
Yeah.
Somebody said, well, yeah, but Pastor, you know, I learned so much by laying in the bed. I had awful, ample opportunity to study. Well, you didn't have to get sick to do that.
Oh.
You know, wasn't sick to do. God didn't make you sick so you could study. You just need to organize your time better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And study. You don't have to be sick to do it. But it is God's will to heal us today.
And when you take time to study, you know these things. You get a chance to see things from a God's eye view.
Absolutely.
Instead of what has become normal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, even the very names of God in the Old Testament reveal his will. That's another reason how we do it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we're sure it's God's will to heal all today because of, God's names, the seven covenant names of God. You know, in the scriptures, we know that he's called Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. He's called Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. He's called Jehovah Rei, our shepherd. He's called Jehovah Nisi, our banner, our victor. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteousness. But he's also called Jehovah Rapha.
Yeah.
I am the Lord that healeth thee.
The Lord that healeth.
So let me ask you a question. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Has that ever changed? Is he still our peace?
Still our peace.
Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. You know, he's called the Prince of what? Peace. See? Rest in peace. So he's still Jehovah Shalom, isn't he?
He is.
Okay, he's still Jehovah Raah, our shepherd. Is that true?
That's true.
Jesus is called the great shepherd.
Yeah.
So he's still Jehovah Raah, right?
That's right. He is.
You know, he's called Jehovah Nisi, our victor.
Yeah.
All right. Is Jesus still our victor?
He is.
The Bible says, thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, is he still Jehovah Jireh, our provider?
He is.
My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Is he still Jehovah Sidkenil, our righteousness?
He is.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17-21 there that we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Well, let me ask you something. Has he ever left? Did he leave all? Is he still those things, right?
He is.
He's still. He's never left those names. He's still the same there, right?
He is.
Well, if he's still those names, who are you to tell me or anybody to tell me that it, that he's left the covenant name Jehovah Rapha? I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Yeah.
You know, he's just as much Jehovah Rapha as he is Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Raah, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh, Sidkenu. He's just. He's still the same.
Still the same.
Yesterday, today, and forever, glory to God. I mean, you know, I get excited about that, man. I mean, I've been healed. I've been set free. I've seen God heal so many people, man. It's just a good thing to know that God is a good God.
Yeah, and every Sunday I see people come up, and I say, oh, they're going to get healed. And one day, I guess it was about 2.5 years ago, my daughter, pastor had the anointing was on to pray for the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
She came up. I was glad she did, because she had been battling Crohn's. And I've been praying, you know, for her. I've been praying about the Crohn's. I cursed. I said, that Crohn's got to go. I took authority over. But she came up, and pastor was under the anointing. And you laid hands on her, and she went and sat down. About 3 or 4 months went by, and I noticed I hadn't had it by any Pentasa. That's the medicine that she would take.
Praise God.
And she didn't come over for a few months, and I talked to her one day. I said, I noticed I hadn't been. I said, how's your stomach been doing? She said, fine. I said, well, I hadn't been had to buy any medicine. She said, you've been taking it? She said, no.
Glory to God.
I said, well, when the last time you had a problem with Crohn's? She said, spring. I said, baby, you done got healed.
Glory to God.
And last November, she went and had another colonoscopy, and they could find no trace of Crohn's.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I thank God for that. The healing virtue of the Lord.
Absolutely. You know, I remember, Heather, she's in the ministry with her husband now. They're pastoring over in Gardendale. But they were with us. Of course, she grew up here at the church, and Dusty kind of grew up here at the church as well. And he got saved, filled the Holy Ghost, and he got healed of dyslexia. And he became an engineer. Doing a great job. Works for a major company here in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the ministry, but I remember right before they left, you know, she sings, you know, and she's a school teacher.
Yeah.
And they diagnosed her with these polyps on her throat.
Yeah.
You know, she said, remember that?
Uh-huh.
And they told her that, you know, she wouldn't be able to sing or even talk for 6 months. Yeah. Well, they would heal up.
Uh-huh.
And so she came up, and she was supposed to be checked that Monday or Tuesday, I believe it was. And I prayed for her Sunday.
Yeah.
And I cursed the polyps, commanded them to dissolve and go away.
Uh-huh.
And she went in. And her doctor is Jewish.
Yeah.
And he had already diagnosed her and had the pictures of the polyps and everything, you know. And laid hands on her. And of course, we cursed it, like I said. And she went back, and they were completely gone. And you talking about making a Jewish guy, you know, say, what happened? And I said, she said, well, you know, they prayed in the name of Jesus, and I was healed, you know. And he said, well, all I know is they were there, and they're gone now.
They're gone now.
Yeah. So, you know, God wants, you say, if you preach healing, you'll see it, you know.
Right.
And
the way people learn these things is when we walk in what God has given us. When
absolutely.
We receive the healing, when we go forward. And this may be your first time getting healed. It may be a challenge. I understand that. But do it God's way. Give him a chance take him at his word, and you will see the hand of work of God.
Absolutely. I would suggest anybody that is believing God for their healing, you know, Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin was my spiritual father. He laid hands on me and sent me into the ministry. Yeah. And he has a DVD. Or you can actually get it online, or, you know, you can actually buy it and have it, you know, online, you know.
Yeah, rhema.org.
Rhema.org, and you can get those healing scriptures.
Yeah.
And just listen to them over and over and over. Get them into your heart.
Yeah.
You know, begin to believe God, you know, and because I've seen that happen so many times before. Yeah. God, you know, you got to get that in your heart.
Yeah.
You know, let faith come.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to get under it.
That's
you know,
right.
You're going to have to get under it to receive your healing, you know. You know, Robin,
yeah.
you know, at our church, you know, he's over security, you know, and Robin Simmons, and he's such a blessing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll never forget, he'd been sitting under our ministry for so long, for years, you know, got, you know, see the baptism of the Holy Ghost here, his family's grown up here. And, one day, this was a few years ago, he walked into my office with his wife and said, well, Pastor, he said, they've diagnosed, and this, he's a young man, you know, then, and, he's not old now, but he's still a young man, you know.
And he's my age.
Yeah, yeah. And he said, they've diagnosed me with an inoperable brain tumor.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at him, and I said, well, isn't it good that we've got inside information,
right.
you know, inside the Bible,
uh-huh.
That says, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you're healed.
That's right.
And, well, from that point on, you know, I laid my hands on him in this office right where you're sitting, and I cursed it, the tumor in his brain, commanded it to die at the roots and to shrivel up and go away.
Yeah.
Well, he went back to the doctor, and the doctor couldn't find it.
Yeah.
It was gone.
Uh-huh.
Well, the doctor wasn't a believer, and so he said, well, I know what's in there.
Uh-huh.
And so he made him come back for a whole year.
Yeah.
Looking for that thing. They looked for that tumor for a whole year.
Gone.
And finally the doctor threw his hands up in his hands. All I know was there and it's gone. You know? And so, but that was years ago, and he's still, you know, he's doing great, and he's such a blessing to the church,
right.
and his wife, such a blessing to the church. Whole family, kids and all of them, such grandkids. I mean, they're all here and doing well. But see, that's the thing. God is a good God. You know,
right.
and if you'll trust him, if you'll grab a hold of the word of God, and it'll happen. Somebody says, well, Pastor, what if it don't? No, my statement has always been, what if he does?
What if it does?
That's right. I mean, what do you got to lose? You understand?
That's right.
And you just stay with it. You get into the word of God. You'll see God's character. See, see, this is the thing, Thurston, is you interpret scripture.
Yeah.
You're taught, you know, in the in Bible school, that you're taught to interpret scripture three ways. Number one, by the character of God.
Well,
let me ask you a question. Is God a good God?
He is.
did he redeem us from the curse?
He did.
Do you ever see Jesus laying hands on somebody and saying, receive cancer?
No.
Nowhere. But what you see him saying, it is my will, be healed, be cleansed.
Yeah.
You know, take up your bed, walk. And never do you find anywhere in the scriptures where Jesus ever said no.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, the Bible says, Thurston, that the promises of God are yes and amen.
Yes and amen, every time.
Every single time, never no. You
never
see,
no.
He always, when you go up to him in faith, believing him, carry a promise, he'll never say no.
Never say
why?
No.
Because he paid the price for it.
That's right.
He paid the price for it.
It was a high price.
Absolutely. You know, and so we have number one, the character of God, you interpret scripture. Number two, by context.
Yeah.
You know, in the scripture, in the chapter, or whatever you're looking at, but also by two or three witnesses.
That's right.
And so far, just in what I've been telling you, I mean, I've proved that sicknesses of the devil.
Sicknesses of the devil.
We saw two or three witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
We saw, you know, also about the covenant of God, the old covenant.
Mm-hmm.
I could carry you through scripture after scripture after scripture. Nowhere in the Bible.
Nope.
You know, nowhere does it say that it is my will for you to die and be sick and be poor.
Never.
Okay, think about that just for a second.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said he came to preach the good news to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would good news to a poor man, what would that be to a poor man?
You're healed.
Yeah, or good news to you know, to a sick man would be you're healed. Good news to a poor man was
well,
I don't want you.
I mean,
I don't want you poor no more.
You're
You're blessed.
Yeah. That's what
you're blessed.
Yeah.
Good news to a poor man is that you're blessed. That's glory right. to God. I mean, the God don't want me poor no more.
That's right.
You know, and that's what we need to tell people.
Yeah.
You know, to tell them that God loves them. To tell them that God cares for them, mm-hmm. and that He wants them well.
He does. Well, we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to teach those who trust Him and take Him at His word. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.
He called us back from that. He said, I'll pay the price. That's what Isaiah said. He bore as our substitute. In other words, He stood in for us.
That's right.
He paid the price for us, for not only for our sins,
yeah.
but for our healing. Now, that's the first foundation stone mm-hmm. that everybody should know. Then there's the next foundation stone is found in Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, 16. Now, it says here, verse 14, and when Jesus was come into Peter's home or house, mm-hmm. he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Notice it says they brought many unto him, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, mm-hmm. what we just read here,
yep.
saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses.
Yep.
Now notice what it says here, that he bore our sicknesses again, and he touched, Jesus reached out and touched Peter's mother-in-law and healed yeah. her. Now, I've had people tell me that that was spiritual healing. Okay? All right?
Yeah.
Which brings me to 1 Peter 2:24, which is the third foundation stone. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on his the tree. Body. That we being dead to sins, you live in righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
That's right.
Isaiah says you are healed.
Yep.
Isaiah, 1 Peter says you were healed.